This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Nora L. Rodriguez. Date of birth is December the 23rd, 1960. Case ID number is 504-3029. Date of exam, February the 14th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from vision questionnaire dated 12/27/22 and a social security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old married female with one son who is presently separated from her husband but living with her boyfriend, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, sleep apnea, decreased vision, anxiety/depression, sciatic neuropathy, hypothyroidism/goiter, carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally, and panic disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed and has been unemployed since 2012, where she used to work for a home health agency for 9 months. She also worked for other home health agencies for approximately 10 years and was a regular provider for 2 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her boyfriend and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Number two, sleep apnea. Number three, decreased vision. Number four, anxiety/depression/panic disorder. Number five, neuropathy/sciatica. Number six, hypothyroidism/goiter. And number seven, carpal tunnel syndrome. History of allegations. Number one, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1992, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 110 pounds. The claimant does suffer from diabetic retinopathy and has had laser in the left eye. She denies any nephropathy or cardiovascular disease, but she does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of the feet and especially of her legs. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per week and states that it usually comes out between 90 to 200, but she has had it as high as 400 mg/dL. She is presently on metformin, 1,000 mg BID, and is not taking any of the other medications that she was supposed to take secondary to lack of funds. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 5.0, which was performed in 2018. The claimant at one time was taking Januvia 100 milligrams QD, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, for her diabetes, but she is presently only taking the metformin at this time. She does not know what her last glucose level was, but states it has been fairly stable. Allegation number two, sleep apnea. The claimant states that in 1999, she was diagnosed with sleep apnea. She states that she is short of breath from walking 1 block, climbing 3 steps, and sometimes with seasonal changes. The claimant states that she did have COVID-19, which has affected her ability to breathe. She denies any history of smoking and has not been to the emergency room for respiratory problems and also has not been hospitalized or intubated. She is presently on no inhalers, steroids, or oxygen at this time. She did have a CPAP machine, but it's broken at this time and is not using the CPAP machine. She had multiple surgeries to help her with the sleep apnea, which included a septoplasty, comma, tonsillectomy, comma, and uvulectomy, which were all performed in 1999 for her breathing problem. Her oxygen saturation at this office visit was 96%, which is fairly normal. Allegation number three, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2008, she was having problems with her vision, which consisted of mostly a left retinopathy. The claimant also has diabetes mellitus and states that she had problems with the left retinopathy and that the cataract in her left eye was removed. She has also had problems with her right eye. At the present time, she uses glasses. And she states that her night vision as well as her peripheral vision is very poor. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 4 feet. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 4 feet. Corrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 4 feet. OS, the claimant numbers were 20 over 70. Pinhole was 20 over 70. Corrected was 20 over 50. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 50. Binocular corrected is 20 over 50. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. She did have a cataract removed of her left eye, but continues to have a cataract of the right eye. Allegation number four, anxiety/depression. The claimant states that in 2013, she started to go through a major depressive disorder and suffered from severe anxiety and panic attacks. The claimant states that she has insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, and decreased energy along with severe anxiety. She states she always feels nervous and has difficulty in concentrating, comma, motivation, comma, and problems with her memory. The claimant does have anger outbursts and does suffer with crying spells occasionally. She is approximately on Xanax, 2 milligrams, 1/4 tablet POQD as needed. The claimant has had suicidal ideation and does have suicidal attempts and occasionally were overdosed on pills. She has tried to cut herself multiple times, especially after she lost her father in 2006 and her brother in 2013. She is presently separated from her husband and has not divorced him, but is living with another man, and this has caused some stress in her life. Allegation number five, neuropathy/sciatica. The claimant states that in 2003, she was diagnosed with scoliosis and was having sharp shooting pains in her lumbar sacral back area, which would radiate down to her left leg. She was diagnosed with neuropathy and left leg sciatic radiculopathy. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 4 hours, comma, lift 1 pound above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She does have an assistive device, which is a cane, at home, which she did not bring to this office visit. Her physician is Dr. Jose Ochoa. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, and listening to music. Her boyfriend does most of the chores there at the house. She has no physician she's seeing right now at this time. She denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy for her back. She takes Tylenol, 1,000 milligrams BID, and Tramadol, 50 milligrams PRN, as needed for her back pain, which she states she gets in Mexico and states that it does relieve her back. She was diagnosed with scoliosis, and her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number 6, hypothyroidism, goiter. The claimant states that in 1985, she was diagnosed with mild goiter and hypothyroidism. The claimant was on level thyroxine, 50 micrograms POQD. She is presently not taking any medications at this time and states that she has minimal symptoms except for her panic attacks, which would be coming more from a hyperthyroidism. She has been diagnosed in 2018 as having a mild goiter. Her condition appears to be stable at this time, and it is, and it's not being treated. Allegation number 7, carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally. The claimant states that in 2001, she was having tingliness and numbness of her fingers and was diagnosed with bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. The claimant had multiple steroid injections placed in her wrist and eventually went on to have a right-sided carpal tunnel release with fair results. Her symptoms included pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, pain that she felt daily, and tingliness and numbness of the hands, which has resided since she got the steroid injections. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 4 steps, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, and lift approximately 1 pound above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or button her clothes at this time. She does have an assistive device that she left at home, which is a cane that she did not need at this office visit. Her medications are Tylenol, 1,000 milligrams BID, and Tramadol, 50 milligrams PRN is needed. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history. Her father died of prostate cancer and complications from diabetes mellitus. Her brother died at the age of 50 from complications from diabetes mellitus. Her mother is 82 and has COPD, comma, seizures, congestive heart failure, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. Medications. At the present time, she is only taking metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. She had been on multiple medications for thyroid problems and her depression in 2018, which has been approximately 5 years ago. She is no longer taking those medications at this time. Medical problems. Depression / anxiety / panic attacks, comma, sleep apnea, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, and sciatica with radiculopathy, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, history of COVID-19 in 2020, comma. Decreased vision of both eyes, comma, carpal tunnel syndrome of both hands, scoliosis, comma, and sleep apnea. Major surgeries, left rotator cuff tear repair in 2006, septoplasty, comma, tonsillectomy, comma, uvulectomy, comma, performed in 1999 for sleep apnea. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 176 pounds, height 5 feet 4 and a half inches, BP 160 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 96 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 21, oxygen saturation 96%, general. This is a 62-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her boyfriend, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. There appears to be bilateral retinal bleeds, but the left eye appears to be clearer than the right eye, secondary to cataract surgery on the left eye. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nair was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also mildly abnormal for the left side. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/ only able to see count fingers at 4 feet. Pinhole was 20/ only able to count fingers at 4 feet. Corrected was 20/ able to count fingers at 4 feet. OS was 20 over 70. Pinhole was 20 over 70. Corrected was 20 over 50. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 50. Binocular corrected was 20 over 50. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was able to flex the knees at 150 degrees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She did use her husband as a support multiple times, but was able to walk at a tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She did not present with any assisted devices at this time, and I don't believe she needs one. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch. Pinprick and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer's finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has some limitations in her visual fields and her visual acuity, secondary to retinal bleeds and cataract formation. She has had a cataract replacement of the left eye. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some minor restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to decreased vision. Probable diagnoses. Number one, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Being treated at this time, has not seen a physician in 5 years. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 5.0, which was very well controlled at that time. Number two, sleep apnea. Has been treated with surgery. The claimant did have a CPAP machine, but it's broken. Her oxygen saturation was 96% at this time. Number three, decreased vision. Confirmed with physical examination and Snellen vision. Her vision binocularly, which is corrected, is 20 over 50. She has had multiple problems with both eyes. Number four, anxiety/depression, being treated with Xanax. The claimant is self-medicating herself. She is presently on no medications for depression. She also suffers from panic disorder. She appeared to be normal at this time, and her condition appears to be fairly stable. Number five, neuropathy and lumbar sacral sciatic pain coming from scoliosis. Normal physical exam at this time. Number six, hypothyroidism/goiter, not being treated at this time. Normal physical exam. Number four, carpal tunnel syndrome, treated with a right-sided carpal tunnel release and steroid injections. Physical exam appears to be normal at this time, and the claimant has a grip strength of plus 5 over 5. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Nora L. Rodriguez.